This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
So, the Pope's right-hand man admits to covering up massive pedophilia and is now indicted in Australia for it. Leo Zagami is who he says he is. He's been involved in all these high-level things. And the stuff he's written about for 10 years has all come true, pretty much like he said it would. So he's a lot of credibility. In my book, the proof's in the pudding. Then I was asking, in all the subterfuge, who's he thinks behind Trump? Who's behind him? Why do we see folks moving against the pedophile networks, finally? And you know, he says he represents a secret Christian order. So let's get into all this briefly. Leo Zagami, who are the players from your research?
From my research and from my own direct experience, there is a whole part of Freemasonry which is actually Christian and is siding with Donald J. Trump. It's the same part also of people we find also in the Knights of Malta. They also sided with Donald J. Trump until the Pope got furious and in fact created an inspection, special inspection presided over the Knights of Malta because he saw that they were rebelling against his liberal diktat. One thing I wanted to say before we terminate today is you are very kind to have me on this show, but I wanted to make clear one thing. A couple of years ago I said that the Pope will resign when he will be in Argentina next. Now, the Pope, and you can check this for yourself, there is a list of pastoral visits that you can find on Wikipedia, changed four times, he canceled four times his visit to Argentina. So, it's possible that the Pope will resign next year when he goes to Argentina, but he wants to resign only when he goes to Argentina. There is a link with him resigning in Argentina because he wants to retire like an old pensioner and going back to his native Argentina. This is what he wants to do. In the meantime, of course, he's acting his job as Pope, as Jesuit Pope, meaning a Pope which has taken away the legitimate Pope, which is Pope Ratzinger. Pope Ratzinger is to all effects still the legitimate Pope, but he's been casted out by the Jesuit system, blackmailed out by the Jesuit system, who has placed this Pope Francis, because Pope Francis is a part of this big charade with George Soros, with this whole Rothschild banking system that has placed also Macron. Macron is a big player here in Europe of this new world order, and is a big player together with the Vatican.
Seen how crazed Macron is when he's around Trump, trying to crush his hand and bugging his eyes out?
This is a document that shows basically that Macron, when he used to be Minister of Economy in France, he was lecturing in regards to mondialization, the synonym of progress, in the headquarters of the Grand Orient of France. The Grand Orient of France represents the atheist Freemasons. The ones who gave birth to communism, to promoted communism, basically, because communism was created...
Yeah, they launched the Jacobin movement and the French Revolution.
Of course, after that. But the Grand Orient of France, after 1877, is the only obedience that accepts people who are also atheists in their lodges. So, you see, it's not too good to generalize all Freemasons as the same. Unfortunately, most Freemasons today are part of this mondialization scheme. They are,
I understand. George Washington wrote about the modernization, kicking Christianity out, bringing Luciferianism, the occult. Those are in his letters. Anybody can read them online.
Well, the big problem is, of course, that there is a Christian root to Freemasonry. This year we celebrate 300 years. 2017 celebrates the 300 years of speculative Freemasonry, the moment in which the first Grand Lodge constituted in England. And we can say that actually the roots of Freemasonry were Christian. But after 1813, at that point, they decided to let the Muslims in. And gradually, of course, they let also everybody else in. But the Muslims took over Freemasonry, and that is one of the subjects that actually in my latest book.
Well, I know. You should talk about how powerful the Muslims were, and I didn't believe it. But behind the scenes, They run the Federal Reserve, you name it, they're really coming after us. Leo Zagami, always intriguing. People can find your books on your website. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me on, and God bless America on the 4th of July.
Thank you.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Imbrix Essentials, that's my middle name. I've spent 7 years off and on trying to get a big national brand that's already trusted to let us private label an entire line of personal care products that's organic, high quality. This is one of the top three selling organic brands in the country that puts out high quality organic shampoo, mouthwash, you name it. And they're such patriots, they have let us basically keep their well-known packaging. It is an answer to prayer, and because we're cutting out the middleman, 20% off retail, sign up for auto ship, an additional 25% off. It's all there. The body wash, the shampoo, the deodorant, the mouthwash, all of it is truly game-changing. It is the exact same product, just the name is different, Imbrix Essentials, and it's on average 20% off what it would be in stores buying it directly from InfoWarsStore.com. Help us win the InfoWar while getting products everybody needs. InfoWarsLife.com, where you'll find the entire line of Imbrix Essentials.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him, they can see that he's just a fool. And he never gives an answer, but the fool.
From the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
And the eyes in his head see the world spinning.
All right, we're going to be going to your phone calls on any issue, any news article you wish to raise. And we have a lot of other news, obviously, to get to in this hour. But let's just sit back and realize we see the corrupt globalist world government pushing Vatican on its knees. The leftist Jesuit takeover of the Catholic Church on its knees. I'm not bashing Catholics here. Most Catholics around the world are absolutely in horror of this so-called Pope, Pope Francis, pushing Islam, pushing open borders while he lives behind 100 and 200-foot walls. But we should all be thanking God that light is being shown on this incredibly corrupt, globalist, captured organization. That is so amazing. Before I go to your calls, I want to play a clip here of Huckabee making the point that the media basically hate Donald Trump more than they love America. That's wrong. The left are globalist. The left hate anything that's truly progressive. The left want to control language. They are tyrannical, going back to the Jacobins and the false French Revolution. They are the founders of communism. They are tyrants. They create places like Cuba and North Korea and the Soviet Union. They're the left. Before they called it the left, it was the left-hand path meant Luciferianism, devil worship, Satanism. Left and right wasn't even used politically until the last 100 or so years. They have totally confused everyone. But here's Huckabee getting it partially right.
The media basically hates Donald Trump more than they love America. And so they're going to ignore the pro-America comments that he makes, and they're going to just camp out and never leave the campsite if he says something that offends them, which in many cases, they deserve it.
And again, I like Huckabee. I'm not bashing him. I'm just saying we need to go further. They hate us. They hate America. Coming up, by the way, at the bottom of the hour, Obama blasts aggressive nationalism, complains about Paris pullout in Indonesia, and says, don't be too nationalistic on the 4th of July. The arrogance of this globalist. Now, here's Trump giving a powerful close to the rally this weekend.
And though we have many stories, we all share one home and one glorious destiny, a destiny that's getting better and better every single day. And whether we are black or brown or white, and you've heard me say this before, we all bleed the same red blood. We all salute the same great American flag. And we are all made by the same Almighty God. We face many challenges. There are many hills and mountains to climb. But with the strength and courage of the patriots assembled in this room tonight, we will scare, I mean, and you see it all the time, and we're doing it all the time, because we're scaling those summits, and we will get the job done. We will all prove worthy of this very important moment in history. And we will prove worthy of the sacrifice that our brave veterans have made. As long as we have pride in our beliefs, courage in our convictions, and faith in our God, we will not fail. As long as our country remains true to its values, loyal to its heroes, and devoted to its creator, then our best days are yet to come, because we will make America great again.
This is the pendulum swinging back the other way. The globalists want us demoralized. They want us controlled. They want us poor. It isn't that Trump's perfect or I'm perfect or you're perfect. It's that we're not out to get people. We're not communists. We're not devil worshipers. We're not child molesters. We're not control freaks that want to run other people's lives. So the control freaks, as happens in history, have gotten control and have pushed so far. It's taken social engineers decades after decades after decades to turn us into what we are now. You go look at photos of people 50 years ago, 100 years ago. They have electricity in their eyes. You go to Target, you go to Walmart, you walk down the street, most people look like they're dying. They look like they are in a total mind-numbed coma. This has been done by the media, by the chemicals, by the biologicals, by the social engineering, but they can be brought out of the sleep trance. And it's happening. Just like the trance of a woman who thinks she's ugly, but she isn't ugly, and as soon as she thinks somebody thinks she's beautiful, she looks even more beautiful. It's attitude, and Trump is fundamentally changing that, and that's why the globalists are panicking. That's why they're so upset. I mean, here's Trump. Fake media is trying to silence us, but we will not let them. They think that they are the presidents. They think that they got elected, but they didn't. Now, let me give you right now, then I'm going to your calls, the big secret on how Trump is destroying the fake news complex and why it is collapsing. Here's what Trump's doing. What Trump is doing is very, very simple. And I'm going to give the MSM a big secret here, but they're so arrogant, they're so narcissistic, they're so delusional, they're not going to be able to act on this because they believe they're in charge. They have the megalomania that any thief, any pirate, any criminal that has stolen what someone else has, they have that same twisted attitude we see throughout our lives. So here's the big secret for MSM. MSM doesn't know how to control the news cycle anymore. And Donald Trump is controlling the news cycle by going after Morning Joe, but not letting them get too much attention out of it, just discrediting them, exposing them. He lets them try to build their counteroffensive and then automatically tweets out to control the next few days' cycle the Photoshop video of him smacking down the CNN logo. And then by the time they try to organize their response to that, he'll move on to the next issue and the next issue and the next issue. Now, sounds simple, but you've got to have one big key ingredient. And that key ingredient is this. You have to be the president of the United States. You can't just be some puppet like Obama or George W. You have to actually know how things work, come up from the grassroots, been in the media, been in industry, been in life, seen every angle, to then know how to use that massive political bully pulpit and firepower. And so they can't see how they call for violence, they call for death, they call for murder. He comes out and just puts out a few jokes that are one-tenth of what they're saying, lets them act like a bunch of hypocrites and idiots, and then moves on to the next attack. And by the time they're trying to figure out what hit him, he's two or three attacks down the road. And they think because they're attacking him, they're in charge. No, they're attacking because they're having to follow the leader. They've lost control of the narrative. And they can't ignore the president of the United States when a real president's sitting in there. It's the same thing here. They think they're winning, writing lies about me. The thinking public says we better listen to Alex Jones. Our audience has only gone up. Trump went in there to be a disruptive force against globalism because globalism is a disruptive force against the people of America and the world. Trump went in there to give all the degenerate, inbred pedophiles and scumbags a run for their money because he is so hyper-aggressive, because he is so hyper-male. He isn't threatened by you having a nice house or swimming pool. He isn't threatened by your kids getting a good college degree or having a future. He isn't threatened by new technologies coming out and being deployed. Some of the media have halfway figured it out that, oh, he's distracting from other things. Yes, he's giving you a media circus media so that he can move forward, turning the power back on, cutting the taxes, trying to reform Obamacare, securing the borders, getting us out of the TPP, reining in the WTO, the World Bank, the IMF, pulling us out of the carbon deal. And he's got you so focused on tweets and Mika Brzezinski's plastic surgery that he's able to move forward the agenda of returning the republic. And you're not even able to put out your lies about climate change and all of it because he's got you hogtied like a lobotomized billy goat. There's a lot of other things Trump's doing to you that I can see, but you're too arrogant to see it. You're too arrogant to believe he's smarter than you.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I'm a thousand miles from nowhere. Time don't matter to me.
All right, I just got this breaking news. It's just broke in the last 60 seconds. No one knows the details, but a bus reportedly ran into some people in Boston. Maybe an accident, maybe a terrorist attack. Maybe a religion of peace event, we're not sure, but we will watch that as that unfolds. I'm going to your phone calls right now. If you just joined us earlier, I was breaking down the secret to how Trump is able to control the enemy media. And that is, he's able to do that via controlling the narrative and using his bully pulpit when they're trying to hammer on some piece of disinfo to create some new distraction and diversion that helps expose the media as liars, helps bring down the establishment media combine, that discredits them, shows their frauds, empowers the American people, gives us our identity back of nationalism, and they're so tied up in knots, they have trouble then blocking his real agenda. It's beautiful, and it's quite a sight to see, and it's good to have a president in charge that's smart like that. His biggest problem is the Republican leadership, the fact that they're trying to block a good bill to repeal Obamacare, and the fact that they're trying to block good tax reform for the working poor, middle class, and others. And Trump is now coming out saying, fine, just repeal Obamacare. Stop creating these frauds. Stop telling me it does this and that, and then it doesn't. So now he's proving himself on target again, just saying repeal it. A lot of folks say, well, that'll cut people out that don't have coverage. You already get charity care. Obamacare gets rid of that. Little newsflash, Venezuela doesn't have any health care. They're eating each other in the streets. Canada has horrible health care. They come here. England has horrible health care. They come here. But doesn't matter. It's like seeing some trendy saying, I want to go to North Korea. I heard they have great health care. You're idiots. But Trump really proved himself on target there, saying just repeal the whole thing if you're not going to fix it. We do have the tales of the situation in Boston. If they put that back on screen for me, I'll read over some of it. They do have injuries reported after vehicle strikes, pedestrians in Boston at the airport. That does not sound good. A vehicle struck a group of pedestrians in East Boston on Monday afternoon, Massachusetts State Police said on Twitter. And that's really all we know. Let's start going to your phone calls. We've got Alex in Connecticut, Steve, Sarah, O'Brien, Tim, and others. Alex in Connecticut, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how are you doing?
Good, brother.
Good. Hey, you had mentioned, we were talking about the pedophile stuff and everything. I saw a YouTube video last week, and I just found the video. I can't find exact where the guy says it, but it's about Scalise shooting, and they're saying that they think he might have been exposing some of this pedophile ring stuff, and that was also the reason why they went after.
Well, just because the libtard shooter looked like Dennis Hastert, the Republican procurer of children, doesn't necessarily mean that that was it. But it is strange that Scalise, who's been spearheading going after the pedophile rings with Trump behind the scenes, that's been confirmed. Scalise is spearheading with law enforcement and groups. It's very suspicious that he got shot by the New York Times advertised. Here's where they are. They have no security. A lot of this looks like he could have been a cutout and the cover for something larger. But thank God the police took him out within seconds. He only got a few shots off when the cops killed him. So it could have been something much larger. We don't know, but believe me, there are assassinations, there are black ops, there are major killings going on, dealing with trying to shut down the pedophile investigation. I mean, I know major federal officers, TV hosts on Discovery Channel, who they won't even let set up a PayPal or use their current PayPal to raise money to investigate pedophiles. They won't let them use any other platform. They are shutting this down so quick. They are scared of this. If you want them to come after you, start exposing the pedophile rings. Because, look, you see Sandusky's son getting indicted. You see the head of Penn State getting indicted for the cover-up. Those are just a few of the high-profile ones. There are thousands of arrests every week or two nationwide. Last time I checked, it was over 10,000. And these aren't just people with child porn. These are people literally with dead kids or with kids in cages. Now imagine, if some random guy has kids in cages, it's big news. Top story for weeks. They're busting. It'll be in the news. They'll say, they rescued 20-something children and a bunch of other women who were in bondage, some in cages. Then we're like, okay, where's part two of that in KTLA, man? That's like Hollywood movies should be made out of that. It all ends there. because they're only busting the procurers that are low level. Great point, Alex, O'Brien, Tim, Steve, and others. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I got to say, they're amazing.
Thank
Anyone
you.
Who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I've got the Body Armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the top of the listener that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest. That's
amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt a week. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew, and I just want to, I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win, InfoWarsLife.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
All right, let's run through some of your phone calls. I've got to tell you, I am so celebratory watching Trump take the gloves off. The first 70 days, he was hardcore. Then for about 30 days or so, he tried to compromise, and they came after him even more. And then he made a hard libertarian right turn, and it has just been so good ever since. Their whole Russia investigation has fallen apart. The economy's starting to come back in many ways, but we are in a race with the devil here. Global numbers show that the economy is starting to stagnate. It's falling apart in many areas. Ron Paul said that he would not be surprised if we didn't see a 25% correction in global and U.S. markets by this winter. And I agree with him. The exuberance, the confidence we've seen in Trump is great. I understand the stock market's a bubble, but the globalists have set the bubble up for themselves. Under Trump, he's trying to engineer the Federal Reserve and stuff to give some bubble money to the people. And I'm not normally a guy that pushes bubbles, but we're in a cardiac arrest situation. And even Ron Paul says it's going to take time to wean off this system. So I am all for bucking the globalist. I want to have an engineered slow collapse. I want to change that. Ron Paul, not a total shock if stocks plummet 25% and gold soars 50% by October. Yes, the word is that gold should be going up as paper money becomes questionable, but the globalists and their financial manipulation tend to defy gravity. We will see what happens. Okay, we've got Russell and we've got Steve and how do you pronounce that? Sierra. I always thought Sierra was like an S and a S, whatever. And then we've got O'Brien, we've got Tim, many others. Let's go ahead and talk to Tim in Portland. Tim, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Al. I just want to wish everybody a happy 4th of July, and I also want to commend Donald Trump on his excellent leadership in taking America back from the globalists. But my question was, do the globalists have a military on the ready in case anything was to happen to Donald Trump? If they move against Donald Trump, do they have a military on the ready in D.C.?
Let me break. That's an excellent question. The globalists have any military they can get to follow them. So you notice you've got these little comments in the media that, Trump criticizing CNN has the military leaders questioning his sanity. Now, we told you a few months ago, first, Roger Stone here was in a video we did on the street live. Said the next shoe to drop will be that Donald Trump is mentally ill. He had that from his high-level sources, and that indeed is the next thing they're going with. Now they want to have the 25th Amendment come in. They want to have him psychologically tested. That's the new drumbeat that they've got because he won't follow their orders. He keeps outsmarting them. He keeps outworking them. So because he's shown the fact that he is a great American president, he's got to be removed because he's not doddering, stumbling Nancy Pelosi, who said like 12 times I know of that George W. Bush, I'm turning into Pelosi, is still president. So that's the move they're pushing. But they are trying to get the military to go along with the media and the Democrats and Republican leadership to have a coup against Trump if he doesn't go along with being removed from office or if he stands up and speaks out against them. So I think Trump is in great danger. Also, you have the NATO military, which is now the Army of Europe, and you have the EU announcing that if any country tries to leave, they may send in NATO acting as an EU army to do that. So the globalists have NATO. That's why Trump sort of talking about cutting NATO funding was to bring them back to heel because we fund roughly half of NATO, helped found the North Atlantic Treaty Organization at the end of World War II to, quote, counter the Warsaw Bloc and then, of course, the Soviet Union. So if they can hoax the media and hoax the public and hoax everyone into using the military against Trump, they will. They've been pushing that since day one. Atlantic Monthly, a few months ago, called for a secession move to remove the president, have the military declare Congress defunct. The Democrats would be in charge. All Republicans elected in the last election would be removed. And there'd be a new special election held by Homeland Security under Obama's executive order, chaired by Nancy Pelosi and, of course, Chucky Schumer, and run by the FBI. So the FBI, now claiming itself co-equal to government, officially, would be the new Gestapo internal police with the Democratic Party controlling the elections like Venezuela here on out. Does that answer your question, Tim?
Yes, it does. That's pretty intense. It seems like they've been planning this forever and ever and ever. I had one other question that popped in my head off the subject. There's something going on YouTube with ElsaGate. Have you heard of that?
Say that again?
ElsaGate, where they're putting, where somehow YouTube has allowed perverts and miscreants to dress in costumes like comic book characters and perform sex acts with children. And it's all over YouTube. Jack Posobiec and Laura Lerner, and I believe Faith Goldie from Rebel Media were talking about it. And I was just kind of curious, how does YouTube build an algorithm for that kind of stuff? Because they have to have an algorithm based off the views that they have.
Well, absolutely. I know they're flooding the internet with all sorts of child porn and all sorts of other weird stuff. I appreciate your call. And then, of course, the radical Islamic stuff, that always gets left on Google and Facebook and Twitter. And then, of course, if you're a libertarian or a patriot, your mild criticism, because it's the truth and effective, it gets banned as hateful. But, yes, they have algorithms and programs for over a decade where they can ban somebody's voice. They can ban a song. They can ban something to where when you're uploading it, it already runs through a database and then isn't allowed to be uploaded. An example is Shazam, that you could hold your phone up to, you know, 8-9 years ago at the mall. It would tell you what a song was with 10 seconds of the music. It's the same type of program, audio recognition, voice print recognition technology. And so, yes, they could be blocking all of that if they wanted to, but they want to use all that as the pretext to get us all to accept complete censorship and complete control over our lives. I mean, we've all experienced it on our computer or on our, quote, little smartphones that watch us and follow us around where we don't go to websites and they're just popping up. Usually it's mortgage ads and Viagra ads. And I mean, those are just, you know, basic cookies. Like you go to a website, you know, for men above 40, and then all of a sudden you're getting all these ads because they put cookies on there. That's kind of the baseline level of it, but it gets a lot more sophisticated. Okay, let's see who's been holding the longest here. Let's go ahead and talk to Steve in Florida. I want to talk about the cost of freedom as we are on the eve of our nation's birth back in 1776.
Yeah, hey, good afternoon, Alex. I want to wish you and everybody out there a very happy 4th of July. Yeah, I called in to talk about the cost of freedom. I'll guarantee you, unfortunately, the way Americans are now, a lot of people don't even know what the real name of tomorrow is, which is Independence Day. Now, I wanted to ask you about this before I get into the few points I have about that. I saw on Twitter yesterday where somebody had posted about Johnny Depp getting visited by the Secret Service and arrested for his threat against Trump. Have you heard anything about that, or is that just a hoax?
Say that again?
Somebody posted on Twitter yesterday, they had video of this, of Johnny Depp being visited by the Secret Service and arrested because of his threat to kill Donald Trump. And I'm just
that's probably a hoax, because if that was true, it'd be at the top of Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, at the top of DrudgeReport.com, it'd be at the top of Yahoo. It'd be the top of everywhere, sir. So, no, that's probably a hoax. I appreciate your call. There are a lot of Johnny Depp lookalikes. And there's a whole thing you see in L.A. and New York where there's people that look like somebody, and they go out to be in public and have folks come over and sign their autographs. And a lot of those people stage events. Now, let's go look at Twitter, guys, or Google video, Johnny Depp arrested for threatening Trump. Johnny Depp did not threaten Trump. Johnny Depp implied it'd be great for him to die and kind of jumped on the bandwagon of anti-Trump violence that's being visited upon us by George Soros, which shows why it's all the more hypocritical that we would have somebody, you know, out there like Kathy Griffin complaining that Trump just called her despicable, or you'd have CNN calling for Trump to basically be removed from office because he made a joke about, you know, a smackdown at the WWE of CNN, or somebody else made the joke, Trump just retweeted it. Speaking of that, before I go back to your calls, let's go to a few of these clips. Bernstein, Trump's CNN wrestling tweet causing military leaders to question his stability. Now, of course, they never actually tell you who the military leaders are. They don't tell you who the 17 intelligence agency heads are. Turned out that was all fake, claiming that they were unanimous. They always just have unnamed sources and then some mummy, like Bernstein, who was there that brought down Nixon, is rolled out, just like Tom Brokaw is rolled out to lie about me and spew some more garbage. Here it is.
Anti-CNN. It's anti-freedom of the press. It's anti-freedom of speech. It is a definitive statement by the President of the United States. And it also goes to the question that many military leaders in this questions are asked questions. Raised by military leaders in this country now, by the intelligence community, by people in Congress, about the stability of the President of the United States. This is an index of his state of mind, visually. It's very disturbing. There's nothing light lighthearted about it whatsoever. It is an incitement. It is definitive, as I say, in the way this president views a free press and its exercise under the First Amendment to the Constitution, anti-CNN.
When they talk about incitement, these are the people saying kill Trump. CNN itself financed a play where Trump's killed. Their own employee, Kathy Griffin, simulated chopping his head off. Countless other hosts have called for his death, called for his imprisonment, called for his impeachment, called for violence against his family. We saw them having guests on saying the guy that shot Congressman Scalise was not a evil person and was just doing what he needed to do. We've seen countless examples where it makes your head spin to try to even recall them all. Countless examples. And then Trump retweets somebody else's tweet with a smackdown, and they act like it's the end of the world and have no context to what they've been pushing or what they have been doing. So CNN sponsors Trump assassination play, but that's okay. Here's another quote from ABC. Anna Navarro says, Trump tweet on CNN is an incitement to violence. No, you've started this war. He mildly tweeted back. You've got his head chopped off, blood everywhere, him being simulated, stabbed to death every night, your host calling for his death, Democratic operatives, you know, on Fox News saying, yeah, I hashtagged hunt Republicans. You asked for it, now you're going to get it. You're the ones asking for it. But you sit up there like a bunch of cowards, nesting like a bunch of retarded vultures, thinking because you're all together in your little nest in New York and L.A. that you can just sit here and piss down the back of the American people forever. We see through you. We know who you are. We're aware of you, and we're continuing to expose you. Let's go to the clip from ABC. Here it is.
I'm a CNN commentator. I think that is unacceptable. I think that is the president of the United States taking things way too far. It is an incitement to violence. He is going to get somebody killed in the media. Maybe that will stop him. I am disappointed beyond belief by the answer that the Homeland Security Advisor just gave. What a wuss. What a wuss. You could see that he is ceding his principles. You are the Homeland Security Advisor, and you can't stand here and say the difference between right and wrong. That's what's part of the problem. He is surrounded by enablers that do nothing but shake their heads and nod their heads in agreement with everything that he says. They have got to
look
stop.
At this fake moral outrage.
For democracy, for freedom of the press. This is just going way too far. The president of the United States is inciting violence against the free press. And America, we cannot stand for it.
America, we cannot stand for it when Obama is saying we shouldn't celebrate the 4th of July too much and that nationalism is dangerous. That's the headlines. Obama blasts aggressive nationalism, complains about Paris pullout in Indonesia. Here's another one. Obama warns Americans about too much patriotism on July 4th weekend. That's up on Infowars.com. His own quotes. You cannot make this up. Then you roll out somebody with all this, you know, moral consternation and outrage. And she's like, how dare you do this to America? We have a free press. Yeah, you're calling for his death, CNN. You're pushing all this. So he puts out a joke tweet. Imagine you come at him with a knife. He comes at you with WWE joke. You come at him with real gunmen, and CNN celebrates it. He comes at you with a joke. Just pointing out that, yes, you're the enemy. Yes, you hate America. Yes, you represent multinationals that want to end the sovereignty of this country. We don't want any violence against you, and President Trump has said that, and we've said that. And we have the WikiLeaks where you sent violent people, CNN, working with WikiLeaks, working with Hillary, all one big group. Not working with WikiLeaks, WikiLeaks showing that. Working with those Democratic Party officials that WikiLeaks shows to try to absolutely foment violence in this country that you can then blame on Trump. But it was you doing it. You got caught. You got caught. You got caught. We're going to come back and go to your phone calls, but I want to play a clip after we do that. GOP Representative Taylor to CNN. You guys are getting played. Absolutely. Trump is totally controlling them. Everybody knows it's the Democrats out there calling for violence. Everybody knows it's Soros. Everybody knows that they're the ones out there hitting people in the head with bricks and bike locks and knocking out windows. Everybody knows that you're the ones taking over the colleges and spewing racist garbage everywhere. Everybody knows this. So how do they hold two diametrically opposed thoughts in their heads, Democrats. That they're pushing for violence, they're pushing for death, they're making jokes about it, they're celebrating Scalise getting shot, they're saying cops deserve to get killed, all the news, and then they turn around and say that Trump's the one inciting violence. I'm very excited to announce that after almost 6 months of it being sold out, Myco ZX is now back in stock. And when you get it with the probiotic that it goes hand in glove with, Biome Defense, 500 million active strains in each capsule, you get to 30% off when you combo the two. Ladies and gentlemen, probiotics have changed the world. They've helped so many people counteract what pesticides in the food does, killing your good intestinal flora. It's key to take a good probiotic. Do your own research. It's open and shut. But what's getting missed is the yeast, the candida, the fungus. And Myco ZX has natural concentrated herbs and compounds, totally organic, known to knock that out and knock out the slime wall that funguses create where they steal the nutrients before it goes through into your intestinal wall and your bloodstream. The research is on InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out for yourself or call 888-253-3139. If you're one of the rare people that doesn't have a fungus infection or fungus, you know, overgrowth in your gut, then, hey, you supported the broadcast. But if you're the majority of people, from my research, if they admit it, they have problems, it's a game changer and you support the broadcast.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Your host. you so much for joining us. The news website is InfoWars.com. The world has reached a point of massive change. The old media order, the old establishment orders are collapsing. They are filled with people like Nancy Pelosi, Michael Moore, Maxine Waters, who don't know what planet they're on, but continue to just parrot what the establishment says, believing if there's enough parrots saying the same thing, the world will go that direction. Trump rode in on a wave of global awakening. I said if he actually delivered on what he said he was going to do, he'd become George Washington 2.0. Ladies and gentlemen, he's done it. You can blame him for not getting the tax cuts in or Obamacare repealed. That's the Republican leadership's fault. And the American people in big polls know that. They know it's not Trump. But Trump isn't even the issue. It's what he signifies, the breaking with the establishment and the MSM and the foreign leaders and the pedophile pope and all of them throwing everything they've got at him and the American people, and it's failed. They attack yours truly in hundreds of major publications a day on CNN, MSNBC, ABC, NBC, every day. They have NASA press conferences lying and saying that I said there's slave colonies on Mars. Never said it. They're desperate. They say I'm racist, but have no proof. They can't show you a clip of me saying Mars bases. They can't show me saying anything racist. They just say it because they're the desperate fake news hanging on by their fingernails, and they know they are. So I want to salute you all. I want to thank you for the support, but I want you to know you are the InfoWar. You did this. Whether you live in Mexico or Brazil or South Africa or Nigeria or Iraq or Germany or Russia or Japan or Australia or Indonesia or Easter Island, if you don't buy into the globalist paradigm and you believe it's okay to question the establishment, then you're what they call a heretic, a conspiracy theorist. Well, welcome to the club, because we're changing the world together. That's why they misrepresent what we say and what we do, because we are on target. I want to thank our affiliates. I want to thank our sponsors. I want to thank the listeners. I want to thank the good Lord above. I want to thank my family, because they've gone through a lot so that I can sit here and tell the truth. But at the end of the day, folks, it's all a lie. I cannot walk down the street without my hand getting shook hundreds of times if I'm downtown. I can't hardly get my own food paid for. I can't pay valets to park my car. You'd think I'd be persecuted for my views and the media demonizing me. You'd think a lot of people bought into it. No, it's a tiny minority of educated idiots who think they're the ruling class, and they are hopping mad and don't even know what to do when they get around me. They run, basically. And I feel sorry for them, because they're always buying into a false paradigm, a false straw man, Alex Jones, that isn't even who they say I am. You've seen the Owen Schroyer clips. We're going to play some of these the next hour with David Knight out at the Antifa fascist rallies against America, financed by Soros. They're outnumbered 5-1 here in Austin, 10-1 in other cities. And they're out there screaming and yelling, and they can't even talk. When you look at them, whether they're black or white, they look mentally ill. They look lobotomized. They can't string sentences together. They look like they were just let out of mental institutions. I feel sorry for them. And they can't talk. They can't even defend. They won't even talk to you because they're brutalized people. But guarantee were abused as children or raised in, you know, daycare and never held by mommy. And they believe the government, the state is their mommy. And they believe we're attacking that big old mammary gland hanging down out of the sky. Fourth hour coming up. Your calls, David Knight and more. I'm going to co-host with David Knight some. Let's get him in here.